Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. And today we have a really interesting interview with a guy with a lot of energy. He's an investor, a coach with focus on buying and selling vacant land. And he's got a really interesting take on this neglected asset class. And he now helps other investors learn the ins and outs of buying land. I want to welcome to the show, Brent Bowers. It's Mark Yeagy here, Wealth Architect and Lifestyle Investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, Mark. Good to see you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Not as good as you. I wish I was in the Carolinas right now, actually.
Yeah, it's nice up here. But listen, you're down in Florida, but it's funny. You have, I think, like it looks like a land shark or something. Like that's your logo or whatever. Like you are totally branded. For those of you that are driving and listening to this, this guy's got a land shirt on and a land t-shirt and hat. I mean, like he's totally branded. It's cool.
Yeah, man, you gotta wear it. You gotta wear it. And it gets a lot of questions. It's got me private lenders. I was even just talking to the garage door guy. He was fixing my garage door. You know, he's asking what I'm up to. So you never know who you're going to meet. And he very well could have had a piece of land for sale. No telling.
Yeah. So that leads in. I mean, I'll bite. I'll ask what it means and what it's all about and what you're about. Tell us.
Yeah. So the land sharks, I started it in 2018, but I was doing land deals. I started doing land deals in about 2016. And in a couple years, in a few short years, I was able to build that business where I covered my monthly expenses. So I was financially free and I got out of the military. And then I had a lot of time on my hands and I started going to coffee and lunch and just training people and telling people everything I was doing. And like people would bring me out to pick my brain and offer me coffee, you know, for pay and all that. And I just started getting worn out on that because no one was taking action. And I had a mentor of mine. He started Wholesaling Inc. His name is Tom Kroll. He's like, you know, how much are you charging people for this? And I was like, nothing. He goes, well, you wonder why they're not taking action. It's because you're giving them free advice. Yep. And that's about what it's worth. And I was like, oh, okay. So I immediately changed things that day, that next day, I guess. Charged a guy $1,000. His name is Lance King. And Lance just moved to Hawaii with him and his six children. So it works. Land investing is simple.
What'd you charge the $1,000 for, Brent?
You know, I one-on-one coached him and okay. taught him how I was buying and selling land. I didn't tell him in theory, but exactly what I was doing step by step. And I gave him the whole blueprint and I would tell him like, hey, go do this, this, and this. And I said, and text me when you're done and we'll get on another call. We'll schedule another call over Zoom. And sometimes they were only 15 minutes. Sometimes they were an hour, depending on how many questions. And it always amazed me. He would literally call me the next day or text me that evening and say, done, what's next? Wow. And like he pushed me. So I built a course around that after I did that about 16 times. And I just brought in one of my old bosses from the military. He's getting out of the military right now. I just interviewed him on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. He made his first $9,000 gross profit in 45 days on a piece of land. It's simple stuff. It's not, we're not waiting forever to be profitable on it like houses.
Okay, because that's the thing I look at. I mean, I'm big in the stock market. I also have some real estate and I've had some land. And one of the things that I know about land is it's different from all of my other investments in that I always look for cash flowing properties, right? And so I'm not looking necessarily for asset appreciation. I'm looking for cash flowing properties. So, you know, tell us about how your system kind of works because, you know, a lot of people would say sometimes you got to sit on land for like 10 years and until it appreciates in value and you got no cash flow while you're waiting. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Land banking, right? You're like, you're stuck. The money's in there. You're paying the taxes every month. No one's paying for it. And that's virtually why there's no competition in this business because I too never looked at land because I was like fascinated with what was going on with HGTV and the guys building those spec homes and flipping houses. And I had bought multiple rentals. I think I was up to seven or eight doors. I had eight doors actually at that time, plus my home before I bought that first piece of land. And those doors, they were cash flowing, right? You know, I'm like my mortgage payment's $1,000 a month. I'm renting it out for $1,300 a month. I'm getting that $300 net. And then I I couldn't afford a property manager. And then things started breaking and I always had to end up paying something for repairs. And I can almost set my watch by it. Something almost broke every 3 months on every single property. And I bought dumps, you know, I could barely afford the nice ones. And you know, I think I was doing it the wrong way. I should have bought nice neighborhoods, nice houses. I was buying ugly dumps and ugly neighborhoods, basically. So with land, though, how I figured out how to get land to cash flow, I buy the land for cheap, and I can do some examples. My second land deal, I bought for $500 and sold it for $500 as a down payment and $400 a month. I'm profitable roughly 30 days later. So I get my money out immediately. So I had that down payment within about a week of buying it. And then I'm profitable monthly after that. And now we've taken that and we're doing bigger land deals. And we have roughly about 69 of those land parcels paying us every single month on payments. So that covers our nut plus, you know, plus profit every month. And then we sometimes flip parcels or we'll assign the contract. And it's a very small operation, but it produces pretty good profits. It's profitable immediately and forever if you set it up right.
Cool. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you take us through like a typical land deal or maybe your last one? And tell us how that works and how the nuts and bolts kind of work.
Yeah, I'll take you through one that we're in the process right now. I had a conversation with my real estate agent this morning on this one. We bought six lots in Florida. They're directly side by side, you know, next to one another. And this was a great buy because there's a lot of new houses going up in this area. We call those spec homes. So these guys are buying these lots and they're having their general contractor build these homes, three bedroom, two bath, one car garage. They paint them a different color, each one of them, and they just sell them speculating, basically.
Right.
Well, we bought the six lots for $121,000 and we listed them for $55,000 each. So that would have been about $300,000 if they all sold individually. Well, we got an offer immediately from a builder for $210,000. So roughly $35,000 a lot. It didn't go at all like I planned. I wanted to sell these lots for $55,000 each and hopefully get about $20,000 down payment on each one of them and have six more notes, six where I'm basically the bank for six of these parcels and get payments for several years. I prefer to get payments for, you know, as many years as possible. So I do 30-year mortgages at 12% interest. That's how I get the cash flow. And nothing ever breaks on these parcels of land because there's nothing on them. There's right. No houses, no pools, nothing, no toilets. But yeah, builder came in, offered all cash, way less than what I was asking, but I'm still going to make around $80,000 or so profit. Now, don't hold me on those numbers. I bought it for $132,000. I sold it for $210,000. So now we're going to have a realtor to pay. So $210,000 minus $132,000. So about $78,000 in profit, bigger realtor fees. Okay. The worst I'm going to make is about $60,000 on those. So I took the quick win rather than holding in for the long run for the bigger, you know, the bigger payout because, you know, money today is usually way better than money tomorrow.
Absolutely. So,
that's a deal we're
That's
doing
interesting.
Right now.
So you have an interesting take on an asset that doesn't have a lot of competition, right? Because most people don't buy land because they don't know how to cash flow it. And you figured out a way to a lot of times cash flow it by holding a note on it. And sometimes just happen to make a little bit of capital gain on doing a quick flip. Am I kind of summarizing that right? Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. And do you get any of the depreciation benefits and some of the tax benefits by owning vacant land? How does that work?
None whatsoever. There's nothing to depreciate. So land does not depreciate. The government, the IRS, gives us an amazing tax code when we provide housing or buildings, because buildings or houses, they're like apples. The second they touch the ground, they start to rot or something eats them. So the government gives us a benefit of depreciating that over 27 and a half years, or you can do cost segregation for rapid depreciation. I'm not going to get into all that because I'm not a CPA and I don't want to sound unintelligent, but you don't get tax breaks on land because it doesn't deteriorate. Now, we can take land profits and buy buildings that will cash flow. And that's my method of saving money on taxes every year.
You'll get the depreciation, the phantom income, and things like that.
Yes, sir. Cool.
So why should somebody do this kind of investing? What kind of returns are you getting? And why should they do this kind of investing versus, you know, buying into a syndicate for, you know, single family homes or syndicate for apartments, for example? That's probably more common.
Good question, Mark. So I've bought into syndicates. I've actually syndicated deals. And when I have extra cash laying around and I want to be a passive investor and I want a K1, a kilo one, K1, that I get from that investment to get a tax write-off, then that's an amazing thing. But if you're like me in 2016, I was broke as a joke. We just had our first baby. I just moved across the country with the military. I bought our first house in Colorado Springs. Like, I didn't have any money. I didn't really have any time either, but I needed a way out of the military. So I didn't have cash to put into a syndication. I didn't have cash to go and flip a house or buy a house and renovate it, fix it up and sell it for more. But land, I was able to, you know, that first land deal was $285. I flipped it to a realtor for $5,000. The second one was for $500, bought it for $500, sold it for $500 down. And the reason why I did that, it's not because I'm some genius and I wanted to create, you know, $9,000 a month in income within about a year, was because I didn't think the land was worth that much money. It was landlocked. So I was like, who's going to want this? Maybe on Craigslist. So I put an ad on Craigslist, put photos, disclosed everything. I was like, just get me $500 down and $400 a month for a total of $5,000.
Wow.
And sure enough, someone bit immediately. Again, the land sharks, like we go with that shark biting method here, So I remember your question though, like, why should someone do this over like investing in a syndicate? I mean, for me, I didn't have any money or any time. I had to make something work out of hardly anything. And I knew I can afford letters. So I started sending letters to landowners of people that I didn't think wanted the land. And when I got a big land deal from a bank, which was $25,000 back then, I was like, I can't afford to buy this. So I started selling my contract. So I got the land under contract for $25,000, sold it for $38,000. So I just made the difference between the $38,000 and the $25,000. So I started building my bank account up until I could afford to buy the land and then do more of those seller financing. Because it was like my bank account was like a roller coaster. I would go up and it would be down faster than it would go up because I'd buy another piece of land. And I just kept building off of that. It was before I had the confidence to start reaching out to like private lenders and banks, which banks don't lend on my land ever, but I use regular people, you know, just regular 9-to-5 people. They invest with me. I pay them a percentage on their money. We call them lenders. They have the lien on the land. We're buying it for less than 60 cents on the dollar. And if I don't pay, they take the land and sometimes the buyer with it. That's never happened, but that's what would happen.
Wow. Are you guys listening to this guy? Because I mean, he's making a lot of sense. He's got a lot of numbers that he's throwing around, but he's also making a lot of sense in that if you find things, you buy low, you sell high, and you figure out a way to find somebody that wants something that you have, you can take a underutilized asset and turn it into a cash flowing operation. And I think Brent's showing us that. So Brent, how do people get involved with you? What do you do? How do you work with people? All that kind of stuff. Love to hear about that.
Oh, Mark, thanks for asking. So many ways. Like if you've got some cash and you don't want to put it into one of Mark's syndicates and you want to do it with land, then I pay lenders. We pay anywhere from 9-12% right now. That's one way. And if you're looking, like if you want to do this business, then I love teaching it. We have the Land Sharks community. We give you the whole playbook for my land business, and we do multiple support calls a week. You get my cell phone number. Heck, I'll give it to you now. 863-801-6959. You can also go to thelandsharks.com if you want to be really formal and fill out an application and schedule a call, and I'll call you. So that's probably the best ways. I'm on social media too, Brent L. And yes, the L stands for land, Brent L. Bowers.
Brent Land Bowers. I love it. Brent L. Bowers. Cool. Anything that I didn't ask you that I should have asked you, Brent?
No. I can't think of anything. You're a great host, Mark.
Well, thanks. I mean, I'm fascinated by, something that I had a preconceived notion that, look, I've been in a lot of land deals and most of them haven't done well. I'm in one that happens to be, under contract right now that could do extremely well, but we're not banking on that. But you've taken away to a different level. And that's what I always tell people is like, if you focus on something like you've done basically since 2016, I think you said,
yes, sir.
You focus on something, you get good at it. And, I always talk about the fallacy of diversification and, whether it's the stock market or real estate or whatever, like you're not in 25 different kinds of real estate. You got a little bit of a spread in real estate, but mostly you're a land dude. I mean, that's the name of your company, right?
Yeah.
And so when you focus, you get good at things. And when you get good at things, you can make money at things and you can find little angles and things that people aren't seeing. So I really appreciate your time, your wisdom for being on here. Thelandsharks.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
We'll have that in the show notes. But listen, I want to thank you for being here. And what I always tell everybody on our show is everybody never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. See you next time, everybody. And thanks again, Brent.
God bless, Mark. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon. The information you just heard is for education and information. This is not financial advice.